bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Couple things I want to remind you of. First of all, Truth Summit is coming on November 15th. You can go to 1017truthsummit.com. That's 1017truthsummit.com. And you can get your tickets. They are absolutely positively. Guess how much they cost? Zero. Zip. Nada. Absolutely positively free. So there's absolutely no reason that you are not there. We've got Dr. Brenda Caselius, Dr. Damon Means, and Dr. Terrence Robinson, all superintendents of public schools for Milwaukee, Wauwatosa, and West Allis, West Milwaukee. We've also got Dr. Mark. My brain just went poof. Wow. That's weird. My brain just went zip. Anyway. And now I can't remember it. That's bad. You know why? Because I got my COVID shot and my flu shot today. And I have not been able to remember anything. I guess it'll wear off. I guess. Won't it? I guess it'll wear off. Won't it? I hope. I mean, if you haven't, and we'll talk about that later. If you haven't gotten your flu shot and your COVID shot, if you're over 65 and all that other stuff. So make sure you jump in and do that. My brain just went, I was so, that's just terrible. And DJ Brother Z is laughing at me. He's like, you want some water? I don't think water's going to fix that. Water's not going to fix a bad memory. You're going to hit me upside the head with the glass. Hey, remember. Anyway, we're going to be talking about healthcare. We're going to be talking about education. And we got Truth Summit coming in. We got some folks coming in from, you know, some of the truth hosts are going to be there. You need to sign up because if you don't, you'll miss it. That's 1017 Truth Summit, TRUTHSUMMIT.com. All right. Make sure you sign up. Kind of makes sense, right? Well, it's Monday. You know what Monday means, right? It's not Pop Off Friday. But I'm still shaking my head again. So I'm confused. We got issues going on in the state of Wisconsin. We have issues going on in the city of Milwaukee. Would you agree at least? Well, on Friday, 11 members of the Common Council, I guess The other four really didn't care. But to each member of the Milwaukee delegation in the state Senate and Assembly asking their for their sponsorship and support of LRB 2352. That's the Wisconsin Tobacco 21 Act. So what this does is the bill closes a loophole. And I got a story from communityjournal.net. It closes a loophole in state law by raising the minimum age for sale, purchase, and possession. Get this, possession of tobacco, nicotine products, vaping from 18 to 21, bringing us into alignment with federal law. I don't know. Wisconsin neighbors already have that. In other words, people come to Wisconsin to smoke tobacco, I guess. I don't know. Part of the letter reads as this. Wisconsin's outdated statute creates confusion for retailers and law enforcement. It really doesn't. While giving, clearly the only people this confused was the Common Council. While giving high school seniors legal access to tobacco products, which are then easily shared by younger students. So I guess I'm not going to share it with somebody that's 18 or 19 if I'm 21. But I would share it if I'm 18 or 19 with somebody that's 16 or 17. Okay. Nearly 97% of smokers start before age 21. Raising the age to 21 cuts off this abrupt chain, reduces youth addiction, and lowers long-term healthcare costs. So if you could show me the numbers that says that, let me know. Because I'm going to tell you. We got reckless driving, and I got a story in my top five at five, and we'll be talking about reckless driving. And I mean, if you're 25 miles an hour above the posted speed limit, you're considered reckless. Reckless is having utter disregard for human life, right? We got issues with the schools. We'll be talking about at the Truth Summit, right? We'll be covering all those things. And last weekend, we had how many shootings going on in the city? We've had homicides, and we're talking about tobacco. Like, you all actually got together and wrote 11 of you all got together and wrote a letter to the state assembly and state senators here in the great state of Wisconsin to raise the tobacco age. Now, if you could give that much fervor to tobacco, why can't you give it to our schools, to reckless driving, shootings, and homicides? I'm confused. Your thoughts, 833-212-1017. At some point, Milwaukee needs to pay attention to those things that are a tad more important than a kid smoking a cigarette. Now, I didn't see the letter. If somebody could send me the letter, I would love to read it. And I usually get those types of letters from the City of Milwaukee Common Council, but I don't get those. Wonder why. I got to sign up? I did. Is 18 to 21 really going to matter? Is that going to go, oh, wait a minute. I'm going to get a ticket for smoking. I'm going to not do it. Is there a program that goes along with it? Is there something in the schools that we're teaching kids the ills of tobacco? Probably need to do that with food. But anyway, I mean, so at some point, well, I mean, yeah, we got so many obese kids. We're not talking about food like that. We're not talking about homicide. We're not talking about shootings. We're not talking about reckless driving. We're not talking about school issues. We're not talking about having more teachers, more cops, more firefighters, more public servants that are compassionate and care. What are we doing in Milwaukee? Talking about tobacco. Is that something we want to do? Give me a call. Hit me on the talk and text or just go to the YouTube chat. Because I don't really understand. I don't understand. This makes no sense. But once again, like everything else in the city, we're here. We're complaining. We're protesting about things that have no issue in Milwaukee. We're crying about things that affect no one. And then those big things that do, crickets. Oh, it's going to take 4 or 5 years to take care of that. And once again, on Monday, our fair city is doing nothing.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. It's 101.7 The Truth right here with you, Dr. Ken Harris for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, when it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella. This month, you can score an entire whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to incredible defense played by Pella Windows, stopping the drafts. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me check the YouTube. What's going on, Kwanda, SE? What's going on, Reginald? Dimitri? So come on, check out Truth Summit. That's right, Reginald. Truth Summit rocks. It does. So make sure you go to 1017truthsummit.com. And space is limited, just so y'all know. So, you know, don't be rolling up, you know, 500 strong, because I don't know. I mean, I'd love it, but maybe a little much. But it's never too much. Dimitri said, wow, you're over 65. No, I'm not over 65. But I still got the COVID shot. So what's up, LT? Dimitri said priorities are clearly backwards. Well, you know, tobacco, 18 to 21. I mean, I get it. Tobacco is something that an adult should make a decision as to whether or not they want to smoke tobacco or not. I get it. But I don't know. So. And so it's just weird. It's just weird. You say your high school should have a smoking lounge? Really? Demetrius said, at least they try to do something about the obesity epidemic that's affecting our children. Well, all you got to do is have them eat right instead of eating them drunk. I see kids on their way to school in the morning eating candy. Like, they should make it, stores can't open till after 10 o'clock. Then we would see riots in the city. Then they would tear up and burn down the city. Oh, my God, I can't have my junk food. Because, you know, young folks are like that. Anybody under 50 is like that, right? You eat your junk food, don't you? DJ Brother Z, I see you in there munching on stuff that you're not supposed to have. My body can take it. I'm tough. What is that? Ew. Doritos. You just eat a lot of fat.
Not just any Doritos, Doritos minis.
I don't know what that means.
They're mini Doritos, not actual full-size Doritos.
But you still eat the whole can, right? But don't you eat the whole can? So then what does it matter, right? That's the double Big Mac with cheese, all the fixings, and Diet Coke.
I got some applesauce, though, too.
And the sugar that's in it? Oh, okay.
And a banana.
Okay, that's a little better. But that's not going to offset a can of Doritos and applesauce.
Peanut butter and jelly.
I can't eat peanut butter and jelly, so I don't know that.
It's your loss.
It's not my loss. Wait. Yeah, it is my loss. 833-212-1017 is the number. Glenn Pierce, sports. Dude.
How's it going?
The weekend.
Crazy one.
I'm shocked. The Packers won.
Oh, don't hate. Don't start hating.
Time out. I can be shocked. I'm not hating on the Packers. Change your terminology. I don't hate the Packers.
Correction.
I just said I thought.
Correction.
Because like I said, I thought they were
going to
lose.
No, I will also admit I did think that the Steelers were going to lose. The first half kind of was trending that way. Yeah. You know, McManus missed those two kicks. Yeah. They were down significant amount. They were down going into the fourth quarter as well. But the offense obviously woke up. Tucker Kraft had a crazy game.
Did he start out bashing me for saying it, and then he then later admits that, okay.
I just wanted to give you something to think about, that's all.
Really?
Just a little something to think about.
Well, I swear, you put a man in glasses and he just becomes the most intellectual person in the world. But you're right. So tell me about the fourth quarter. What do you think made them flip? What do you think?
I mean, they realized that they had matchups that they could win kind of on the outside pretty much.
They sure did.
I would say Jordan Love threw for 360, and they pretty much targeted Joey Porter the entire game. Yeah. They targeted Darius Slay as well.
Yeah. And Steelers had, what, one or two rookies that have now learned that a guy with an arm can make your day miserable.
Yeah, it's not the Steelers' defense of old. There was a lot of cheap penalties as well, some pass interferences, some holding. Yeah. So they obviously got some free yards. And then Jordan Love just put the ball where it needed to be every single time on the go. Tucker Kraft was out in space. They have Christian Watson back, so they have an official deep threat. And then that obviously lets the guys in the slot get open underneath as well. So it was a complete win. The secondary on our end obviously struggled a little bit too. You know, Keyshawn Nixon had a tough day. Denzel Valentine also had a tough matchup with DK Metcalf. But all things considered, again, they were on the road again, same as they were last week versus the Cardinals. And they managed to, you know, be resilient and come back on the road.
So is Jordan Love a check down quarterback passer, or do you think he, because you know, Favre is always a long ball. I don't care what you're doing, long ball.
I don't want to say he's a check down passer. I just think that, again, as a quarterback, obviously you're reading the defense, you make calls, adjust the line to, you know, adjust the protection and everything like that. He puts the ball where it needs to be in great situations. Again, if it's third and long and they need 10, he's probably going to pick up some yards over the middle that, you know, will be 12 or 15. Or he'll take a chance when he needs to. Obviously, if he has Christian Watson or, you know, Dobbs over there.
Yeah, but he has somebody that can do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if this team is healthy, he has all the weapons that he needs to be the complete quarterback that we want him to be. Obviously, you know, Aaron Rodgers coming into this week, they talked about how much of a mentor that he was and, you know, what he learned. Obviously, that's kind of the Packers way, that you have a quarterback that kind of trends into his later years. They let him go, and the next guy up is just as good, if not better, than the last. Not to say that Jordan Love will be better than Favre or Aaron Rodgers. Time will still tell. But there's validation that they made the correct choice to let Aaron Rodgers walk out of the door. And, again, this Packers team looks formidable.
I don't know about that, but okay.
I mean, if this, again, this the ceiling.
I got to get the face.
Okay. You got to get the face right? Yeah, no, I think, again, they've made all the moves that they need to make. They've drafted good players.
Obviously, now they need to be consistent.
Yes, and that's the thing. They're 5-1-1, you know, going into the tough stretch, November, December, where divisional games matter all the more. Yeah. The Vikings are imploding. The Bears, obviously, trending downward. They just, I think, had a four-game win streak that they got broken up.
Yep.
And the Lions are the Lions. You know,
but that's not a trend downward.
You don't think so?
One win, one lose. I won four straight. I lose one, and it's a trend downward.
They beat some teams that they weren't supposed to
beat.
Would
you ever say that about the Packers?
I would not.
Right. So you can't say that about the Bears.
But we don't care about the Bears in Wisconsin. But no, I think, again, the division is kind of where they want to be. If they want to do anything good, they have to beat the Lions. The Lions are the team
they have to win the divisional games to offset that tie.
Yes. And again, those games always mean more. Again, they lost two games to the Bears last year. So who's to say that they won't play down to their competition, or, you know, the Bears might muster up some strength. So
I thought they only lost one to the Bears last year.
No, they did not beat the Bears at all. They lost, and they lost at Lambeau. I remember I was at Lambeau for that game.
Because I was in Arizona watching that going, what?
Yeah. And it's a shocker. Again, you would think that they could handle teams like this, but.
Hey.
I just call it fair.
But they can't.
They can.
But they didn't. Like, you can't go on a hope. They didn't.
Much different team, though. Much different team than last year. Again, the secondary was a concern last year. It still remains to be a concern.
Excuses.
That as well. But, again, this pass rush is new and retooled. They have Cooper. They have Rashawn Gary. They now have Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons' numbers aren't all pro, all worldly, but he's making everyone else around him better. And so this is a team that is poised to make a deep run if Jordan Love is as good as advertised.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a dry violin. It's no noise.
Yeah. Dry. Okay, I'm not going to say that because I want people to like me. I want people. But that's that New York talking.
Yeah.
That's all right.
A little bit of
New York's finest.
He killed me.
Are you a New York fan?
Oh, you're going to crucify me. I am a Patriots fan.
So that was sports. And we're going to sport. I can't even say the name of the team.
Patriots, the New England Patriots.
Because they're nowhere what they used to be, like nowhere.
They're having a decent year, too. I think they're first in their division right now. And they got a young quarterback and some good wide receivers. So.
How many teams are in the division?
Four.
How hard is that?
You got to be better than three other teams. That's it.
We've only played five, six, seven, eight games.
They did beat the team that won the division last year, though.
Which means nothing. See, I think what we forget is that in the end, the only thing that counts is the postseason.
That is true as well.
I think the Brewers found that out the hard way.
Yep.
The postseason.
You have to win your division,
essentially. We won the most games. Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Watch the World Series at home. You know. I mean, you get to watch it at home.
You got a point. You got a good point.
Know? And so I think Wisconsin teams, speaking of that, the Wisconsin team with the red and the white.
Yeah, that team up in Madison.
From Madison.
Yeah.
What happened?
This is gonna sound crazy again. I don't think there's any team in the Big Ten that respects Wisconsin. Again, this is, and again, as someone that played football, when a team is willing to onside kick on the first play of the game.
Yeah, what's up with that?
They show there's no respect. That's them trying to get that over.
And they won it.
Yeah, and then they got it back. They didn't score off of it, but right. you're setting a tone.
Oh, my gosh. That's a
coach basically saying, I don't think that you have anything to offer or that anything that will stop us this early in the game. And that's obviously what happened. They were down 7-0 at halftime and lost 21-7, but there was no offense. There was no fire. There was no fight. I don't think
that's every game, though.
And that's, again, they're at the bottom of the Big Ten. They've lost about five or four straight. Again, wow. I'm trying to remember. Or no, not even four straight. No, six straight, actually.
Six,
they won
right.
their first two, and then they lost six straight.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't get any better than that. They still have to play Washington. They have to play Illinois. I believe they play someone else in a non-conference game. A neutral site game at, I believe, Wrigley Field. So the schedule doesn't get any better. There's no hope. And it's crazy because LSU just let go Brian Kelly. And Brian Kelly is at a better program that was actually ranked. So how much more rope does Luke Fickell have with a team that's uninspired, that's
Why
not-
you gotta use the word rope?
Bruh.
Leash. Same thing. No?
He's choking on his leash right now.
Well, I don't even know if there's any more leash left. It's withered and torn. He might just be off into the street.
He's trying to chew through it so he can get out, huh?
I was going to say, if anything, those buyouts are crazy. He might just, if I was him, I would beg for my money right now. Yep. He'll take his $15, $20 million and go about his day. Yep. And
get another job.
Absolutely. He'll be somewhere else.
Because he's an NCAA coach, and that's what they do.
He'll end up at some other mid-major. Yeah. But the toughest part, again, for people who are fans of Wisconsin is that there are so many other good openings that they're not going to get a coach that would be a slam dunk. There's now a vacancy at Penn State, another Big Ten rival that has more money and will have better talent. There's UCLA. There's, I believe, Oregon State. They let go of their coach, or am I thinking Oklahoma State?
Right, Oklahoma.
And again, there's so many other places for other good coaches to go. And then who's to say that there's other coaches, again, that don't make it through the year who are in Power 5 conferences? So this Wisconsin team is kind of in peril. I don't know how much better the situation will get over the next 3 to 4 years.
And recruiting in Wisconsin is not going
to
happen.
And that, too. It's hard, again, for them to get kids to stay in state because they don't want to stay where there's no trending, I guess, or there's nothing trending upward for the program. It's hard.
NIL?
Cool. Get $1 million and lose seven games a year. This is a team that's not going to be bowl eligible. This is a team that's probably going to finish. They may finish 2-8. Or 2-8, not 2-8, but 2-10.
You're always giving away. People from New York just give people gifts, right? Just giving Wisconsin a gift. That was a gift.
I'm just being honest.
Because their schedule is not easy.
And I know. It's tough, again, but that's what they signed up for when the conference got realigned.
Wow.
And so they'll be the laughing stock of the SEC. It took a while, though. Vanderbilt used to be the laughing stock of the SEC, and now they are
a powerhouse.
So it takes time, but you got to invest in people enough to become good enough
to
compete.
They did. They invested in their coach.
And look how that turned out. You're from Cincinnati to Wisconsin and now back to wherever he's off to go.
Miami of Ohio.
Anywhere. D3, D2. Ooh. Speaking of D3, I want to shout out Concordia University, Wisconsin. Ooh. They are ranked in the top 25 in all of Division III, poised to go to the playoffs as well. So. Yeah. I know you get to see those young men in the hallways every day.
Yeah, I see them every day in class.
Yeah. So shout out some of my former teammates, my colleagues as well. They've been balling this year. Maybe they need to go to Wisconsin and go turn things around.
They could probably beat Wisconsin.
Ah, I don't want to go that far. I don't want to go that far. But shout out my guys at Concordia, Wisconsin. Again, if you are in the area, we don't have a local football presence necessarily downtown in Milwaukee. People should go see them play.
Yes, they should.
And so,
yes, they should.
Again, but Wisconsin Badgers, Packers, Concordia, they need to learn a little thing from, you know, the former two.
What other college teams have football games? Football teams, just us, right?
Wisconsin Lutheran, that's it.
Wow.
In this area, within probably 30 so miles, I think.
Wow.
So. Yeah. If not further than that, maybe within 100, because Madison is a little further out than that.
Right.
So
we should be selling out games.
I wish. They need to create more seats in that stadium.
Yep. That is true. That is true. Well, thank you, Glenn Pierce.
As always.
NYC. Wow.
I was waiting for him. Yeah, he was going to play the hockey. I was waiting for the hockey.
All right. Have a good one.
Yes, sir.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yep, yep. Yo, G, this beat is kicking. Let's ask the girl for a dance. You got that one over there? I got this one right here. You get that one right there.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Milwaukee, the time is almost here. We've been entering Truth Fans of the Gruber Law Office's 5K giveaway for the last 3 months. And this Friday, we will finally pick our one call. That's all. $5,000 giveaway winner. Be sure to tune in to Truth in the Morning this Friday so you don't miss your call. Because if you do, they're just going to go to the next person until they find their $5,000 winner. So again, that's the big, humongous, magnanimous Gruber 5K giveaway this Friday on Truth in the Morning between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk. And I can't win. I was so mad the first time. Like, I got the Gruber. Okay, cool. I can have my cousins and my aunt. They're like, nah, they can't win. Like, what? What do you mean they can't win? They can't win. And I went somewhere and cried. It was terrible. 833-212-1017 is the night. Baseball. We forgot to talk about the World Series. KC. Somebody said KC going to win tonight. Nah. That's basket. Nah. That's basketball. Anyway. We forgot about Carthage and Whitewater. I mean, Whitewater has, like, how many national championships? So, you know, Division III. So, they got it going on. They got it going on. Okay, LT. I know you want to do the Gruber thing, but you got to actually be the random winner. So, you need to be by your phone Friday morning between 7 and 9. I don't know how to tell you that. Oh, you mean Toronto? Yeah, I was hoping you meant Toronto. I was like, Kansas City. Yeah, Toronto. He hopes Toronto wins. I hope Toronto wins, too. How do you pick players and winners? And do all that. Sir Chan said, would you be on the talk? By the way, 833-212-1017 is the talk and text line. Would you be so kind as to reveal why you can't eat peanut butter and jelly, Dr. Ken, or is that something that I and the rest of loyal members of your audience are not privy to at this junction? Well, you are. Fans can know I have a nut allergy. I'm allergic to nuts and peanuts, hint the name, peanut butter or anything made with peanuts or any nuts. Almonds, cashews, walnuts, can't eat any of them. And so if anything is even in a box and there are nuts in it and it doesn't have nuts on it, I don't eat it. And so the only way I can eat peanut is if it's oil that's been heated to a certain temperature. So I can eat Chick-fil-A because it's cooked in peanut oil, but the peanut oil is so hot that it burns off what I'm allergic to. Does that make sense? And so that's it. Other than that, I don't eat peanuts. I don't eat any nuts except pistachio. For some reason, I can eat pistachio nuts, and I'm fine. That's the only nut I can eat. I can't eat rice. I can't use aspirin, stuff like that. So, you know. And that didn't hit me. It hit me like 20, 25, 30 years ago. It was just all of a sudden, poof. And tomatoes, which I always try to avoid because then I get the, oh, I feel so sorry for you. You can't eat tomatoes. And I'm like, what is that? I can't eat tomatoes, so I can't eat I can't eat pizza.
Damn.
Normal, regular pizza. I eat pizza with garlic sauce or ranch. I can't eat spaghetti.
Damn.
I can't eat, like, ravioli. Anything that has a tomato sauce in it. So you can imagine when I went to Mexico, it was a bacon and eggs or eggs and steak for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It was really tough. It was really tough. I had to force myself to eat steak every day. But they couldn't cook. That was the only thing they could cook that didn't come with tomato sauce, tomato juice, tomato paste, tomato something in it. Because they put it in everything. They even soak their tortilla in some type of, like, tomato stuff. And I'm like, ugh. And I mean, so I walk up and the guy, so I'm in Cancun. And I tell the guy, by the way, I'm ordering, you know, my wife and I are ordering food. And they say, hey, what do you need to eat? Well, this. But I have to let you know, I don't know how you do in the United, but in the United States, we want to let the chef know that I'm allergic to tomatoes. And the guy looks at me like, you know, you're in Mexico. Okay. So evidently they put tomato in everything in Mexico. Am I right? Am I wrong? I don't know. But that's what I was told. And now. So I love it when I say, hey, we got snacks. What we got? Tomatoes and pizza. Okay. All right. Now I'm the guy. Right. If you actually, you don't have to shoot me. You don't have to beat me up. Because you can make me sick by simply hitting me with a tomato. I mean, but can you imagine getting hit with a tomato? Poop, and all of a sudden you're down. So I can't get hit by tomatoes. It's 41 minutes after the hour, 52 degrees, sunny outside. The low tonight is 47. So it's not too bad. Yet. Starting to get cold. That last freeze stopped our snow from, you know, our snow. Every time I say something wrong, DJ Brothers would be shaking his head like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You know, with all the snow coming and it being cold outside, the grass has finally stopped growing. So I might cut it one last time. I didn't get to it last time. And so I was able to do that. I got a question. And when we come back, I have a question about the Constitution. And with all the things we talked about, with all the shooting and the school issues and homicides and all that stuff. I don't know how this is going to be taken, but I think it might be something we need to do in Milwaukee.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Yep, I'm going to sleep. So I said earlier I got my COVID and my flu shot. So I'm 127% below my normal energy level. So before the break, I had a question. So personally, I think we're slowly losing the city. I think that so many things are happening. Some guy shoots three people in the same day. I mean, commits three homicides one day. He got charged and now he's going to trial. We get a letter from the city council talking about tobacco age. Really? What are we doing? So my question to you, is there any crime or level of crime that we get to in the city of Milwaukee where we consider suspending the Constitution to stop that particular crime. 833-212-1017 is the number. Is there some crime that we have to tell ourselves, yeah, we need to do that? Because it's just getting out of hand. It's to the point now where we're losing this city. And there's no fanfare, there's no marching, there's no protest. We'd rather protest Donald Trump. White folks would rather protest Barack Obama. Talk about him. But the city is slowly slipping to the point. Will it close? I don't know. 833-212-1017 is the number. The caller, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
What's going on, my brother?
How's it going?
Well, as you know, the manure runs downhill. And the crime that was committed was the exact crime, like when you say you know that there are drug dealers in a boat in another country and you blow them up, that's the same thing. You're ruining the country just like the city is being ruined. And so it starts at the higher level.
But how's that? Time out. How's that ruining the city? How's that? I don't get the correlation, because if we can stop the drugs that are coming to the country, the only way that we can stop it is to do that. Why is that a problem? Because you don't like him?
If you don't prove that you have drug dealers and you're blowing up boats, because we know that there are certain things that you might want in that country, like oil. Same way, I don't know why this crazy person was around.
Come on, that's a stretch.
But I'm saying taking life is my premise, and it starts at the top.
That makes absolutely no sense, because our top in Milwaukee is not Washington, D.C. Our top is the mayor and the common council. That makes no sense. That makes no sense.
And our president is a crook, so you'll have more crooks. You'll have more crooks.
Okay. All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Thank you, sir.
And if he was a Democrat, I'd say the same thing.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Later. I don't think so. You would not say the same thing. Donald Trump blowing up people. Now let me go back. You and I both know the Defense Department, the Drug Enforcement Agency, all these places. You know they got the technology to figure out whether or not you got drugs, when we can read coins on the ground from a satellite. You know we know. We know they got drugs. My question is, I don't give a flip about what Donald Trump is doing out in international waters. I'm talking about here in the city of Milwaukee. Ain't got nothing to do with Donald Trump. What are we going to do here? And I understand what the caller's saying. It's like we care more about how people think about the country as if we need to be liked by everybody, because we're not. Success is never liked under any president. The fact that we've had people who've been trying to destroy this country since it started. And regardless of what you say, you live here in the United States of America, in the state of Wisconsin, in the city of Milwaukee. But at some point, we need to figure out what we're going to do. And some of that stuff might mean we suspend some stuff so that the police can just put a stop to it. I always use the analogy. It's like teen pregnancy, right? Teen pregnancy across the country has gone down considerably since when I was growing up and through that time. Anybody know why? Because in 1988, they had an article in the Wall Street Journal about what? teen pregnancy. Why? Because it hit white suburbia. And whenever it hits white suburbia, same thing with drugs. Never had this thing with drugs. Oh, say no to drugs, war on drugs, rah, rah, rah. And they never did anything. But now it's killing in alarming rates whites across the country. Now we need to do something about it. That's all I'm saying. I don't care. I care about Milwaukee. I got to live here. I raised my children here. I love it here. What are we? Notice I didn't say y'all. We. What are we going to do? 833-212-1017 is the number. Suspend the Constitution. To do what? Give them 6 hours. Let me see if I can squeeze them in. That one guy from Brown Deer. You're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
How's it going? I'm doing all right. How you doing, Dr. Ken? Thank you for taking my call.
Uh-huh. What's up?
I just got this one quote from you from one of our founding fathers of this country. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty or safety.
They're old and gone and dead.
That's my quote.
They're old and gone and dead.
Don't matter.
And they're not living. And they're not living in a time like today. Go ahead.
Well, I still think that would apply, because if we're talking about liberty now, we're just going to give up our liberty just for a little bit of safety.
I didn't say for a whole time.
Right.
I just said for. And the people can vote. People can vote. If they vote to give it up for 3 hours to do this, I say do it. No more drug dealers, no more hardened criminals, all that. Make gun
There's
laws.
There's always going to be drug dealers. There's always going to be crime. That's in our nature. Dr.
But not
Ken.
Always. But it won't be as bad.
We can't minimize it, though.
But that's not an excuse.
But us giving up our liberty is not the answer.
Well, I just asked. I'm not necessarily for it or against it.
But,
I've been sworn to uphold
part,
the Constitution. In what
for
way do you
part,
agree?
I agree with a lot of your. I agree with you for the most part. Don't have a lot of time because technically I'm still at work. But I just wanted to quote that.
Okay.
but yeah, thank you for taking my call.
All right, take care. I mean, I get it. I don't want to give up liberty. I don't want to give up my rights. That's something that's beautiful in the country we live in. Regardless of what we think and what we say, we don't like to give up our rights. And I get that. But at some point, you know, are we going to wait till after the news and take it, or you want to squeeze it in? It'll be quick. Al, you got about 30 seconds. Go.
The answer is absolutely no. Why would I give up my rights to be treated like a trick? Absolutely not. Have a great day.
All right. But you're getting punked by the criminals. So I don't know. Which one is it? Right? It's like, if I'm going to get slapped, you're going to slap me on the left side or the right side. That's like asking me. So how often have you beat your wife? Like what? You're just making the assumption. So we just make the assumption that crime is going to be here. We just make the assumption that no matter what, we're going to always have crime. And that's true. Just like the poor, they'll always be with us. I get that. 833-212-1017 is the number. In that vein, I have a poll question. YouTube, make sure you stream or watch us on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss a minute of a live show like we are right now. What I need you to do on YouTube, we're going to start a poll, and the question is, if you could leave your mark on the city, what would it be? If you could leave your mark on the city, like when you leave, when you die, when you move, you want to say, the city is. What is that? 833-212-1017 is the number. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm Dr. Ken Harris, top five at five, up next.